Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. The USDA is looking to invest money into new farm risk management education projects. Gary Crawford for the USDA has more.
And now, President of Huxley College, Professor Groucho Marx, on the subject of education.
And I say to you, gentlemen, that this college is a failure. The trouble is we're neglecting football for education.
Have we got a stadium?
Yes.
Have we got a college?
Yes.
Well, we can't support both. Tomorrow we start tearing down the college.
But, Professor, where will the students sleep?
Where they always sleep, in the classroom.
That's not the education we had in mind. Instead,
what we're rolling out now is what's called risk management education.
That's the administrator of the Agriculture Department's Risk Management Agency, Marcia Bunger. She says her agency is going to be investing about $2 million in a program to bring training and education to farmers that could help their businesses stay afloat in the midst of uncontrollable circumstances. And being a farmer herself, Marcia Bunger knows for sure,
there's not a lot of things that farmers can control when it comes to their own business.
There's weather, of course, and also most farmers really can't do very much about the price they get for their products. But there are strategies that can at least reduce the risk involved in farming and make a farm business more resilient. And so, Marcia Bunger says her agency has $2 million grant money for local groups like colleges or extension offices or other nonprofit groups to come up with training and education projects they would like to have the funding to do.
So it could be anything from basic financial planning, record keeping, and risk management strategies to wildfire education.
No, you really can't educate a wildfire.
But we can certainly educate you in the aftermath of wildfire and also provide some of the risk management tools that mitigate losses from wildfire.
She says USDA is particularly looking for project ideas to reach farmers who may not be familiar with all the programs available to help them. Small-scale producers, beginning farmers and such, or maybe some education projects.
Targeting our young people, younger than college age, so that we can start to develop a base for the next generation.
So here's the way it'll work. It's a competitive grant program, and groups with possible projects should visit this website, grants.gov, grants.gov, and this has all the information about how to put together and submit a proposal for a project. The deadline to submit is March 11th. Then USDA will review the proposals, announce the ones being accepted, and they have a goal of actually having projects operating by the middle of this summer.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.